seconds away from tip-off here. And this is the final game of day three of the 1A state championships. We've got a matchup, another championship game for tomorrow. This one on the boys' side. Girls' side already settled. It's New Halen. The Huskies taking on Fort Yukon Eagles tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the girls' 1A state championship. And the boys, it'll be Cake repeating potentially for a third. That's Brandell for two. Scammon Bay, a deep team over there. Not so with King Cove. They have extra players, certainly, but they go about two more in there. They got the speedster Iapana, a good defensive guy, but he can also shoot the ball now. Working on that since last year. And Robert Thompson, also a big that comes in and gives him plenty of size. Here's a steal by Brandell, help with Brennan Larson. Brandell shoots up court for two. Jager Sean last year, 46-point game here at the 1A state championships. Not in the semifinals here, but I think it was a second-round game for him. As three-pointer on the way, good for Josiah Sundown. One of the two grandsons for Coach Harley Sundown. Got to talk with both coaches before tonight's game, and both similar in their discipline, and the defense is the key type of mentality. As Mack sets up at the high post, now resetting will be Sean Jager. Tries to go down the lane, poked away there by Stewie. Stewie Sundown, that is, one of the two seniors in the starting lineup, Josiah and Stewie. As here is Ashton Gold, tries to work his way into the key, but nothing there. Swarming defense and good position defense by Scammon Bay. As, oh man, Mack comes over to try to swat that shot out, and instead he swats Josiah Sundown down.
The foul number 13, Thomas Mack. That's the first foul.
So Mack picks up the first foul of the game here. 6:05 to go in the first period, and Josiah at the line will make the first one there. He knots it up now at 4-4. And Sundown's second one rattles around but stays in. So Sundown puts Scammon Bay up by one. You can see this spread out floor by the T-Jacks. When they have to set up in the half court, that's what they like to do. Wow. I think maybe trying to draw that foul was Ashton. And not trying to draw that foul, though. Ashton. Now two players down again. Mack might get the foul and does. So in 2.5 minutes, Thomas Mack with his second foul, and he has to stay foul free this rest of the half pretty much. Sure Coach Kenneth Barber will be watching, as this is going to be off of Scammon Bay out of bounds. Yeah. For the T-Jacks, they'll put it into play in the backcourt. Gold and Gold bringing it up. That's not a law for them either. As Ashton comes back to Sean Brandle, or Jager Sean. And underneath, Mack with the two. Mack's got that length, and that's why it's so important for him to stay in the game. That's a big advantage for the Kinko boys is this shot. Blocked, out of bounds it goes. Last touch, I guess, there by Brandell. And Larson comes over, says, hey, take it easy, shake it off. I think we just had one at our end, too. Sometimes, you know, it takes a moment to get used to, okay, what are they calling, what aren't they calling? And at the same time, they're always trying to call the right call, referees. So, you know, the players have to adjust, too, and watch for how they can play in the game better. As here's the two-point try. Misses there, and Mack and Larson tip it out, but Scamabay will control. Each one of these fellas, the 10 players on the court, quick to the basketball. If it's a loose ball, they are right there. And you can see that just now with three T-Jacks. As soon as that pass went inside, three of them right on the ball. And the shot missed for Scamabay. Now here's Brandell, gets the drive. And the two-pointer good for Jagershawn. And now an eight-point. Our 8.8-5 score here. As I think Brandell looked like he was almost soccer. Maybe with the hairs on his leg, hoping it would stay in bounds. There by Michael Gold, the three-pointer will work for him. 11-5 the score as we come up to the three-minute mark here. Scamabay with the basketball in the hands of Stewie. And Stewie sent down over to Josiah. He'll try the three. That one doesn't go. Larson battling for the rebound. Picked up there by Ashton. And now over to Brandell. Brandell sees the cutter and as Michael Gold just, his angle bad, didn't even get any part of that backboard. Ashton saves a loose ball there. Back it comes to, or Ashton, as he is blocked on the shot. And I think referee trying to get the attention of everybody, it's a media timeout. And with that timeout, once again, as we talk about our NFHS network here, well, always a reminder, broadcast stream here is copyrighted by the NFHS network for the private use of our audience. So any rebroadcast or reproduction or any other use of this broadcast stream without the express written consent of the NFHS network is prohibited. And, of course, also we'll follow that right up with a shout-out to our title sponsor after 33 years now. It's the folks from First National Bank Alaska sponsoring March Madness even before it was March Madness. That's right, going all the way back to when held at the high school, Service and East, back in the 90s. And March Madness Alaska marches on. Our technology sponsor, too, GCI, covering all of Alaska, bringing fast digital internet to every part of our great state. And, of course, GCI, homegrown. Back to action here, 11-5 score. Scammon with the basketball, down by six. Early in the ball game here, though, as we're in the first period. Robert Thompson over at the scorer's table. The big guy's ready to check in. And gives them an extra big player. And now that pass, Gold saw it coming, tipped it, and Mack came up with it. Mack might get the steal, but that was like a hockey steal. And Mack from three-point land. He nails it. Well, again, you know, watching these T-Jacks, they didn't shoot the ball that well yesterday, but they didn't need to with their smothering defense as they took out Lumen Christie. But the first day, it was of sit-down time. Mack, remember, got two fouls early, so that's a big deal for this ball club. They could ill afford to use lose Thomas because they need him in the ballgame for all kinds of reasons. As here's Ashton with it. He's going to travel. And for Scamba Bay, they'll have it in the backcourt here. Coming up, Josiah Sundown with Stewie. Picked up out there by the defense as they're guarding the three-point line, but not way back. As Scammon, they have the ability to shoot the long three, but they don't want to do that. They want to work the defense, so they get them tired out a little bit. That's how their defense does well if the offense of the other team is a little complacent, a little tired, not quite the same quick feet and hands that they had. So Scammon likes to be very disciplined and patient with that basketball. Now here's an open three look. That one won't go. Rebound comes off on the floor and cleverly picked up by Aiden George, who's checked in. Now to Josiah, and Stewie trying to draw the foul but doesn't get it. Did get to dribble again as timeout for Coach Sundown. I think for Scammon Bay, looking over the defense there, and remember, Robert Thompson steps in for Mack, and Thomas Mack, a different style of player than Thompson. Thompson's going to be the anchor down there in the key. He's going to say, yeah, bring the ball in if you want, but I'm here. Whereas Mack can come out and actually guard that three-point line very well. He's got the length and he's got the quickness, speed, and just side to side as well. So I think Coach Sundown saying, hey, here, let's change it up here because there'll be some openings for us, I think, on three-point shots with Thompson patrolling the lane. Not quite the same range as Mack has. Let's see what happens. As Stewie Sundown trying to go down on the baseline off the leg, I believe, of the T-Jacks. A 14-5 score, 46 seconds on the clock here in this first period. T-Jacks have shot well here in the first period, and it shows on the scoreboard as Josiah gets a jump stop inside. Always looking for that spot where you can take that little step through or something and get off the ground and sneak a shot up from close in. This ball not close on that one. Aiden George had an open look, but not close as Thompson gets a hand on the rebound, but taken down by Aiden. So George will put it into play quickly as they move up court. Josiah, now to Dallas Kaganik. And, whoa, what a bounce pass by Stewie. Comes out to Josiah, and he's got a three right before the buzzer. As Josiah Sundown, with his second three, makes it a 14-8 score after one period of play. You're listening to NFHS coverage of the 1-8.
We're going to cut in there. Yeah, we had a that's Carl Pulliam. You'll recognize his voice. He's the man who has, for many years, done the road trip. He's done the state tournament for us, and now he's plugged into the NFHS network. He did several games for us earlier in the tournament, and regrettably, Bob Thomas, who's another great play-by-play aficionado here in the state of Alaska, was just, it was an unusable stream, so we're going to go ahead and pull the stream off of NFHS. Want to get you guys this amazing game. King Cove T-Jacks in the semifinals of the state tournament looking fantastic. If they win this game, will go up against Cake, who went to the state tournament last year as well, so repeats for them. And then regional friend or rival New Haven making it to state. They were a fantastic squad this year too. All right, we're going to go back. Second quarter action. King Cove's up 14-8 semifinals.
Scammon has the basketball. They just got that three-pointer from Josiah. He's going to try again. This one comes up a little short, but Stewie there to get it. and unfortunately got rid of the ball a little bit faster than he needed to, and he realized that as soon as he let go, I think he felt that the defense was going to clamp down on him, and he knew there was an open guy in the wing not looking, though. So unforced error. There's another unforced error, though, too, and giving it back to Scammon Bay. So a couple of turnovers here to start without the defense really causing them for both teams. Stewie Sundown swings it over the right side as he finds Josiah there. And Josiah, he's got the range tonight, as that makes it a 14-11 ball game. Now the press in the backcourt, kind of a 1-2-2 is... be a foul called on Josiah. So Josiah using the arm. Usually the dribbler does that, but Ashton coming up the sideline and Josiah staying right with him. As here's Brandell looking for the screen, uses it. Now I didn't even see that one. There's a foul called there on Dallas Kaganik, and the lengthy sophomore kind of questioning, what did I do? And he tried to get the referee to get an explanation, but not going to get it. Brandell posts up down low on Stewie Sundown. He actually dribbles him down there. And for Stewie, he picks up the foul. That's a 13 foul now on Scammon Bay. Two right in a row here. Well, actually three right in a row. There had been no fouls on either, either team here in this second period to start. And there's Mack coming in off the bench with his two fouls. Gets a two-pointer. His shot won't go for Stewie as Ashton Gold gets a handoff back there. Rebound coming off to Mack. Michael Gold, three-pointer on the way. Banks it in. Gold, with that three, pushes it out to a 19-11 score. A little over 6 minutes to go here, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. But remember that either team can come back quickly with that three ball. Both teams good capabilities all around. Stewie Sundown will hold and then go back to Josiah. They'll play catch up top until they see what's looking good. And here's Dallas trying it. Kaganik's shot rattles around and out. Rebound came off to Stewie Sundown. And then another try, and that is off. So Scammon right now not finding the range from the circle as Larson tries to climb the ladder to pull that high pass down. Coach Kenneth Barber over there for the T-Jacks. He trusts his kids offensively, you know, to just make the right decisions because he knows defense is where he really puts his emphasis on. And Ashton with a steal, he knocked the ball free. It actually hit off his chest, and he was able to gather it up. With his quick hands, he popped it out of the hands of Josiah Sundown in the corner there and ping-ponged off his chest, and now a timeout on the floor for King Cove. They lead at 19-11, and I think they'll have the basketball out of this quick timeout. Well, let's talk sponsors, all right, because we already mentioned First National Bank Alaska and GCI. How about the premier sponsors as well? Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, that's ASRC to a lot of people. And Hillcorp is taking over the oil field services up on the North Slope along with ConocoPhillips. ConocoPhillips, a gold sponsor too. And Nana Regional Corporation, also a premier sponsor. Donlin Gold LLC, also one of our premier sponsors. Gold to gold to start it here as the Cousins. Michael tosses in to Ashton. He hustles it across the timeline as they'll set up. Ashton down low. Nobody takes him there. He finds Mack. But Mack kicks it out. And this shot doesn't work, but there's Brandle timing it perfectly. He had a little screen there from Larson, who didn't know he was screening for him, and he was able to get that rebound and reverse it in off the glass for two. Here's Kaganik again. Dallas hits a big one. They needed that. Dallas Kaganik comes up with a three-pointer to get him on the board again. 21-14 as Ashton Gold to Brandle. Brandle's shot is off the mark. Hard to hit that sideline one or that baseline one like that. No angle. He just got to drift it over, and he had to drive hard just to get there. As Mack pulls down a rebound in traffic, gets it to Michael Golden, now to Brandle, and out they run. The T-Jacks to Ashton and over to Michael Gold. Open three-pointer. Not there, but the rebound putback is for Ashton. Ashton Gold, one of the smaller players on the court, if not the smallest, gets the offensive board and puts it in. So now a 23-14 game as we come up to the halfway mark of this second period. T-Jacks have led from the beginning. And this shot long as Brandle will bring it up. They like to take that long pass. Mack misses it, but there to keep it in play was Brandle. He flings it out. They are just a high-flying group, you know. It's constant motion with these T-Jacks. And there's Ashton trying to find a spot to shoot there. The ball won't drop in for Larson, his first shot of the game. But the rebound to Mack, and count the basket. Brandle does his version to count the basket. Sweet-looking shot there. He got bumped as he went up. And I'll tell you what, right now, the offensive part of King Cove is looking as smooth as their defense can, which is saying something. Their defense is tough, but everything dropping for them. Everybody in the right spot at the right time. So Scammon Bay is going to have to do something about kind of shaking that up, because right now T-Jacks are in control at both ends of the court. And one and done for Scammon Bay there is the rebound taken down by Ashton. Larson working his way down inside to post up, but Gold takes a shot from the outside. And Brandle saves it from going out of bounds off the leg of the Eagles. A 26-14 score, 3:04 on the clock here in the second period. Michael Gold in the corner and nothing but net. Gold has 3 three-pointers here in this first half, 11 for the game, and it's a 29-14 lead. To the floor goes Dallas Kaganik to save that pass. As here's Stewie Sundown with it. Out it comes to Josiah. His three bounces around, won't go in. Brennan Larson, or Mack with the rebound. Michael Gold will speed it up court. Slips through the defense, doesn't get it, gets his own rebound. And then flips it out there. Larson gets it. Now to Gold, swing pass over to Brandle. Back to Michael from the right side. He'll try the three. He's feeling hot. This one doesn't drop, though. And down low is Mack. It gets partially blocked by Scammon Bay. Out of bounds, last touch by the T-Jacks. 2:06 on the clock here in this first half. And for Scammon Bay, they're starting to look uphill here at this deficit. 15 points now behind this T-Jacks team, 29-14 our score. And they've been trying to get trying to get something going as Larson comes up. Gimpy, Brennan, trying to walk it off right now. And, oh, he's grimacing bad. I think Coach Barber is going to get, no? I thought he was. He jumped up there to maybe get Iapana in there or something. Larson, that's a tough kid there, Brennan Larson. I mean, he's grimacing. And here's a steal. Brandel just anticipates perfectly on that. And Jager Sean has got 9 in the game, and now it's a 31-14 score. Minute and a half to go. Wow, hard pass in there for Sundown. But they get it back at the other end. Then off the fingertips of Dallas Kaganik. He had to go up high on the sideline over there. And a timeout for Coach Sundown of the Eagles. Down now 31-14, 1:18 on the clock. And Scammon Bay has got to gather it up here.
All right, we're enjoying this game right now. King Cove is doing a fantastic job in the semifinals. They're up by 16 right now, right before the half. And we've said it several times this year, the third quarter, as Ken Barber says, is the most important quarter of the game. So it'll be exciting to see how these boys break out. Want to let everyone know that GCI is in King Cove right now, signing people up for fiber optic service. So they're at the bingo hall. You can get down there and check out the offerings that they have. They have Anchorage speeds at Anchorage prices, plus some giveaways and discounts. So bingo hall, if you'd like to check out the new fiber optic offerings from GCI, you can do so. All right, here we go. End of the second quarter here on KSTP State Tournament Semifinals.
Turnover. Gould did not get rid of it in time. As Josiah Sundown and in the ballgame now, Charlie Kaganik. So they double-teamed right at the half-court line and created that turnover. Dallas catches that one in the air but can't get it to go. Could be a foul on Ashton Gould. As going up high for the board was Charlie. And Kaganik got fouled in the air, too. Now here's the putback from Dallas. Foul on Brennan Larson. He had inside position. Larson squeezing him under the backboard a bit. He didn't get to make the shot because of that, but he goes to the line for two. Dallas, a sophomore, lanky 6'2", young fella. He played as an eighth grader on the team even. Develop him early. Dallas good on the first one. He has a three-pointer in the game too. And he and Josiah Sundown, the only scorers here in the first half for Scammon Bay. Has a 31-16 score, 101 to go. So there's a couple free throws to help the cause. Brendel to Gould is still working around the outside now. Ashton underneath is open, and his shot will lay on the front rim and then drop back through for two. Ashton, smallest guy in the court, but he'll post up anywhere and was right in front of the rim there. As here's Charlie Kaganik, foul called on the floor, they said. Going to be push on Michael Gould. Now, Gould's on the outside there of Charlie Kaganik. The basket's to the inside, but they wondered what they were looking for there. And I see now he probably was afraid maybe he'd get pinned if there was a three-point try. But nevertheless, a lot of prep work for just getting the ball inbounds. Travel call on Scammon Bay, I think, to clear himself for the three-pointer. Stewie Sundown took that little sidestep. Maybe watching too much NBA there. Occasionally they travel in the NBA with that. 98% of the time. Gould to Gould. And now Thomas Mack, three-pointer on the way. Not there. Larson taps it. couple people tap it. Charlie Kaganik taps it out, and here is Josiah getting all the way down to 1.2 and count the basket. And make it in time. Charlie Kaganik with the putback for two. Mack blocked that first attempt, but he comes right back, doesn't give up, and it's a 33-18 score here at halftime. This, our 1A state championship semifinal on the boys' side, the final game of day three here at the 2024 March Madness ASAA's premier event right here on NFHS Network. We're going to be back with our halftime stats before the start of the second half. Give us about 9 minutes on the clock. Back with more action here on your NFHS Network.
We'll catch Carl for those halftime stats. We're going to get a quick word to our sponsors for their support here at KSDP. We, of course, always thank you, the listener, for your support. We could never do these things without you, and it's a reason why we do them to begin with. So thank you for tuning in to KSDP for all the various things that we get to do here, the community events, the music, the sporting events, the meetings, all that stuff and more. We're going to say thanks to City of Sandpoint. We've got lots of great people to say thank you to. We'll be back with more stats here in about 9 minutes.
City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough.
Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska, and that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafoods provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSDP and local fishing communities here in the Aleutians East Borough. More information is available at 800-426-5490. Trident Seafoods, fish for the future.
All right, so as we said before, we're going to be going back here in just a few minutes to Carl Pulliam, who's giving us the live play-by-play and doing a fantastic job of it. Who also doing a fantastic job? The King Cove T-Jacks. Going in right now to hopefully finish things off well here and just set the tone in the third quarter for a victory as they play for a state title tomorrow. We'll play a couple of musics as we wait for Carl to get back. Here's a song by Benny Benassi and Chris Brown, Paradise.
I'm here at the end, yeah. If I could go back to the start, I'd do it again, yeah. I'd live like never before. Now will you remember? Remember me when I'm gone. Remember the heat, yeah. That's keeping you warm, saying fire. Turn it up, let go, let go, let go.
We're almost back. Carl will be on here in just a minute. He'll be giving some halftime stats here before we get off to the third quarter. Looking at the clock, we've got 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Make that 14 seconds until we begin the third quarter, one where I think we'll see King Cove really probably push it off here. They're up 33-18, and just one more reminder here. If you're in King Cove, you know, I wish that you're at State. Hopefully you're at State. But if you are in King Cove, the GCI wants you to know that they are at the Bingo Hall signing people up for their fiber optic service. So there's plenty of opportunity to check out the offerings that they have. Again, the big motto is Anchorage speeds at Anchorage prices. So go and check it out if you'd like to and see what they are offering for the fiber optic cable connections. There are also some discounts and giveaways that they are doing as well. That is King Cove Bingo Hall to check out GCI fiber optic service. We're going to see if Carl Pulliam's doing the stats right now. Well, the short answer is no, but he should be there probably in about just a second. So we'll give a shout out to a couple more of our sponsors as well while we wait. Precision Airways, Radar Dave, big thank you to him. Eastern Aleutian Tribes, the City of King Cove, Sandpoint Generating. Also, a thank you to Alusha, GCI, Shumigan Corporation, Trident Seafoods, the City of Sandpoint, King Cove Corporation, Jim Brown Apartments, and Raven Alaska. See both teams on the court. We are down to the final minute, 40 seconds, in fact, so I think we're just going to go straight on into this third quarter. And this is probably the last time I say it, third quarter, most important quarter of the game. I knew when I heard Ken say that in the beginning of the season that that was going to be something that just really stuck with me. Kids are coming out. King Cove's looking real strong. Honestly, so far it's been a dominating performance on both sides of the court, but we'll see what happens. Scammon Bay obviously came here for a reason and was the number 2 seed in the tournament for a reason, so do not count them out. And here we go, second half action on KSTP.
King Cove T-Jax. T-Jax are led by 13 points from Jager Sean Brandel with 9 Michael Gold on 3 3-pointers. 7 points for Thomas Mack. Mack has 2 fouls, though, and he's a key player in that defensive scheme and for the offense of the T-Jax, and 4 points for Ashton Gold. On the Scammon Bay side, Josiah Sundown leading the way with 11. As a 2-pointer here to start for King Cove. As they make it 35-18 with the first possession of this second half. This shot by Charlie Kaganik just rolls off the rim. And, you know, talking to one of the other referees here, familiar with Harley Sundown's team. And what does he need to do here with his crew to try to get back in this game? And the defense of the T-Jacks has been tremendous. And their offense not too bad either. But here comes Ashton Gold. Pulls up. 2-pointer won't go, and there's going to be a foul called on They've gone Dallas, I think. Mack got the rebound cleanly. Sometimes you... Charlie Kaganik. Okay. You know, sometimes when you think about a rebounder, and I know it's a skill, but great job blocking out by Mack, and he had the rebound clean. And it's like, oh, don't call the foul on me. Just give me one sometime when I foul somebody. Why don't we trade out there? Yeah, that would get out of hand quick, wouldn't it? Here is Mack. Finds Brandell in the lane, and Brandell with that soft touch. He can go either left or right-handed, or he can come flying through. But around the basket, man, he's got some touch. Going to be two shots coming as Ashton Gould picks up the foul there. Foul trouble, we mentioned. Michael Gould with two. Ashton Gould with two in that first half. And now Ashton picks up his third. But Thomas Mack also had two fouls. So some foul trouble there for the King Cove T-Jacks, but they play through it pretty well usually. They know when they need to not take chances defensively. That's not to say they can't help themselves sometimes. And when a game like this one, too, where they built a big lead is, look at that fast break. Beautiful. Coming up court, Michael Gould. Then he does the touch pass. Brandell thought, loose ball. He's on it like squirrel. And the timeout, a full one, 39-19 score, as Scammon Bay has watched the start of this second half turn into much what was happening there in the first half. See, I don't think I caught all my sponsors here. I know we went through a few. I'm going to start out with my silver sponsors because I think that's where I stopped. So Alaska Industrial Hardware, AIH, certainly one of the silver sponsors, along with Chillista Corporation and Hertz Rent-A-Car, the Alaska Club, where I exercise, well, okay, I don't. The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and the bronze sponsors, Alaska Business, Alaska Highway Safety Office, Alaska Native Heritage Center, Coastal Villages Region Fund, the Lakefront Hotel in Anchorage, Lakewood, and Linden Transport and Logistics, Bristol Bay Native Corporation, Visit Anchorage, and Alaska Christian College. All bronze sponsors. 39-19 score, 6:11 on the clock here, third period. And bringing it up slowly is Josiah. He tries to go to Dallas Kaganik. I think out of bounds is all the call is going up in the air. Both have an opportunity to get the basketball. As Thompson checks in at that timeout, too. So even bigger now is that lineup for the T-Jacks. Thompson will anchor down in the lane there. As laid out is Mack and a two-pointer for Scammon Bay. Dallas with the two-pointer. Michael Gould over to Brandell. And this is where Thompson will post up in there. He becomes a target for sure, but he does a good job kicking out to the open man. Maybe he's more on those follow-ups, but he's definitely a low-post player. As here he is with the rebound off the miss by Brandell. Now Mack. And, oh, boy. There's that quickness of Scammon Bay. Josiah Sundown gets a steal there. And Brandell getting a hand in on the dribble. I saw one of those already today. It doesn't happen often, but the timing has to be just right, and you end up with a double dribble or two hands on the ball at the same time. And Josiah was like, I know he touched the ball, but he didn't get it from me. Yeah, but he created a problem. And there's going to be a push call It'll be on Josiah. Boy, Brendel, so good with that first step, too, as that's how he gets cleared on defenders a lot of times. He can take a massive first step. Michael Gold straight away. Three-pointer for Gold. Ooh, man. Michael with his fourth three-pointer in the ball game. And now a three from Dallas Gagonic. That doesn't work as Brandon Larson comes down with that rebound. Now Brendel will try a three. He's even guarded by Josiah Sundown, who gives away several inches. And this time Brendel, three-pointer, his first of the game. And a full timeout for Coach Harley. As now the score 45-21 at the 4:09 mark of this third period. Oh, he goes 32nd. Got him. All right. Now he's going full again. I don't know. We got a full one coming up. I know media timeout anytime in the next maybe 4:09 to go. But gee whiz. Well, we'll take a media timeout. We'll call it that as well. Our other sponsors that we haven't mentioned today are March Madness Alaska sponsors. Bering Straits Native Corporation up there in Norton Sound area. And the Central Bering Sea Fishermen's Association as well. Also in that same area. And Ukpivik and Inupiaq Corporation. And also our official merchandisers here, Northwest Designs. They're located up on the second tier here at Alaska Airlines Center. And then Benton Bay Athletic Lions Club. The Lions Club always here with their raffle. That money going to great causes all around the area here. So if you come to the arena, give yourself a chance to win a couple hundred bucks before you leave by seeing one of the guys in the yellow vest, Benton Bay Lions Club. Been at events here in Anchorage since I've been in Anchorage. So not over a century, but about 4+ decades, that's for sure. Three-point try there by Josiah, misses. Rebound comes off, and Larson gets that tip pass, ends up in his hands. Touchdown as Mack with the long ball. Josiah got a hand on it, but kind of tipped it where Larson could control it, and he controlled his steps too and was able to put that off the glass and in for two. Brennan's first points in the ballgame. And he doesn't look for shots, but he'll take them if he's open or on the runouts like that. Here's a long three for Josiah. Sundown with a big bucket there, 47-24, though, the score. As here's Brendel, misses on net. Thompson trying to get it, but last touch by the Eagles. And this the media timeout. One thing about ASAA's March Madness Alaska, they're partners, and they're partners with the NFHS Network, the Alaska production crew up here, a great bunch of people. As well, for one, they make my job easier. But you're watching live coverage of this event because of NFHSnetwork.com. One destination, the NFHS Network. We are high school. Also, shout out there to Asa's 365 site. If you haven't ever gone to that and you want to find anything out about sports in Alaska, that's going on right now, go to ASAA365.com. I'm not very good on computer, and I can navigate that site easily. I could even show persons how to do that, which if my son was here, he'd say, I don't know, don't go that far, Dad. But I'll tell you what, you can go to that site and pick up every score. You can see the box scores of games. They keep it up to date during the tournament. And, in fact, that's usually where I go to find out what happened in the game I was calling. So, ASAA365.com. Out of the timeout, the two-pointer for King Cove pushes it out to 49-24, 2:50 on the clock here, third period. Scammon Bay with the long ball coming from Josiah. Doesn't work there, but a nice rebound. Or excuse me, that was Stewie. A nice rebound by Josiah. And now Stewie on the far side. He'll try it. And that'll work. I was just talking to at halftime here to another fellow, too, that from Bethel that we're very familiar, Matthew Hunter, with Scammon Bay basketball, and have been for since he's been born and since I've been around. And, you know, why not just go to the three ball and just try to get some open looks from threes, power it up, and see what happens as Thompson gets the ball in transition but not able to get the ball down on the floor. He saw the defender coming and traveled with it. Here's Josiah again. Back-to-back threes. A little life here for Scammon Bay. Makes it 49-30. And then Brandel splits the double team. And the foul will go on Charlie Kaganik. Third team foul here for Scammon Bay. Only one on King Cove.
Coach Barber draws a short timeout for the T-Jacks.
Short timeout for Coach Barber over there of his T-Jacks. Man, he's a grounded coach. I really like that fella. You know, he just going for the basics. He took this team over a couple, I don't know, maybe a couple years ago, I want to say, but I was with him last year, too. And he said, you know, I came in, I wanted to show him how to play defense the way I want it done because it'll win ball games. And he's got that right. And yesterday, I don't know, I would have liked to have interviewed the Lumen Christi coach yesterday and said, what do you do? I mean, how did you even, you couldn't do anything against him. And Scammon Bay has kind of had that problem today, but that's why one thing they can do, they've got several three-point shooters. And if they just start, you know, setting a screen outside there, maybe getting a look at it, taking that first good look and see what happens. As here's a steal by the Eagles. Goes to Josiah. He'll pull up for a baseline jumper. Not there. Kaganik with it. Charlie. Out to Stewie now in the corner. And Stewie hit as he goes up for the shot. He'll go to the line for three. Michael Gould picks up number four.
Defender number zero, Ashton Gould. That's his fourth.
I think Brennan Larson will check in for Michael. Coming down to the end of the third period, but you can say this about a basketball game. If you've still got a quarter to play, no matter what the score, you got a chance. Well, no matter what the score, within reason, obviously. And it's within reason right now. It's 49-31 as Josiah makes the first one. Or, excuse me, Stewie makes the first one. Stewie in and out on the second. You know, sometimes I interchange these guys too much, and I play together all their lives here that I've seen them. And Stewie and Josiah, grandsons of Coach Harley there. And this one also misses. He misses two out of three there, but gets one. And just the stop and play and to be able to look at that scoreboard and say, hey, we got it under 20. And that's the thought. You got to see all the positives on it. Ooh, Larson gets fouled from behind as he tried to make a basketball move, but he couldn't. There was
number 20, Charlie Kaganik.
Charlie Kaganik on his back.
four team fouls this quarter.
And for Scamonbe, substitution now will be Albert Yunuk. Yunuk, a junior, as Mack, three-pointer. Thomas Mack hasn't taken a lot of shots here, but that was a beauty. Josiah watches that one go in with the long extended follow through, and that makes it 52-34. Here's Mack to the hole. Shot puts that one in as he keeps it flat on his palm, right up and in from the right side. Here is Josiah with it. Over to Stewie down on the wing, deeper down towards the corner. Now Josiah will back up some as Stewie gets that open spot. Thompson had the rebound taken away by Dallas. Now to Josiah and Thompson. In the zone there, but the three-pointer good for Yunuk. Scamonbe crowd coming to life too. 16 seconds on the clock. To Thompson in the key. Puts the ball on the floor. And let's see what happened. His referee underneath called a foul. I think he's going to call it foul on Thompson. As a scramble for the basketball, when the bodies hit the floor, Robert Thompson is not one you want to try to scramble with on the floor. But Thompson, I think, you know, tripped up there a little bit too and ended up on Kogonic, as a three ball for Stewie won't go. But the third quarter ends with a rise from the Scamonbe crowd. And three-pointers dropping for the Scamonbe Eagles. They're down 17, but 8 minutes of basketball to come up. 54-37. We'll be right back after sponsor break.
All right. So Sam, King Cove really did not go backwards at all, but they were ahead by a bit, over 20, and Scamonbe is trying to make a comeback. So we'll see what they do here in the fourth quarter. Thanks for tuning in here to KSTP. Quick thanks to our sponsors, Precision Airway. KSDP is generously supported by Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP. All right, I said last time would be the last time, but here we are. GCI is at the Bingo Hall in King Cove. So check out their offerings if you'd like to. They are offering 2.5 gigabit service, unlimited data packages, as well as Anchorage prices. And, man, it looks like we're already back in the game. So I'm going to head back over to the fourth and final quarter, see if King Cove can run away with this one or at least hold on for the win.
Steal quickly to the hoop he goes, and Josiah tries to answer with the three. Not there. Brandell gets the rebound. Still has it ahead to Larson, but taken away by Josiah. Now to Stewie. And Stewie catches a two-pointer down there on the baseline. As here's Dallas Kogonic in some trouble, but finds Yunuk. And for Scammon, trying to look for that open shot. 56-39 score, still at 17. But they cut that lead. It was up in the 20s and staying in the 20s through most of that third period. As Stewie gets to Josiah. Josiah goes inside trying to find post player there who came in at the break there, Caden Adams. He's a senior. And then Mack will fire up there. Adams with the rebound. Here comes Josiah, and he's got it.
Back the other way, Brendel. Now a 15-point game, and Brendel. Gets a basket. Let's see if it does count. On the floor, he said, yep. So it'll be out of bounds. Brendel, when he gets in the air like that, he might be in the air for several seconds. So did he actually fly in and get it? No. Here's Mac. It'll be a foul called again right away. Not on Kaganik, was it? Yeah. Dallas Kaganik.
Second team foul.
So 2 minutes in here in this fourth period. Two team fouls now on Scammon Bay as Thomas Mack lines up a three straight away. And he swishes that one. Dallas with it. The handoff to Stewie. Now cross-court pass deep in the corner is Unak. Out it comes to Josiah. Three-pointer for Josiah. And saving the basketball, Larson does, but numbers for Scammon Bay. And Josiah gets this one. Now 59-47, 5:27 on the clock. Here comes Brendel. Turns the ball over. Mack tries it. They're trying to get it there. Going to be a foul call, they think, on Brendel. So Scammon Bay making their move here. 5:16 on the clock. Coach Barber says, bring it in, boys. Bring it in. Brendel with his second or third. I got it for his third. But well, this game starting to tighten up like all games should in a semifinal. Even though one team has dominated, we saw the same thing in the girls' game earlier. Fort UConn leading wire to wire and actually finished that way. But they had, at one point, a 19-point lead. And Shaq Tulik, last year's runner-up, closed the gap, got within three, lost by five, 48-45 the final, and had a shot to tie. With 1.8 seconds left, the shot went up, but not in. So Scammon has that capability just as much, too. We'll see what happens in the next 5:16 here on the clock. It'll be Scammon basketball in the backcourt. You know, Coach Barber called that timeout to remind the boys of several different things. One, that we're not in a hurry offensively, and we need to stay dominant defensively. As here's Charlie, NFHS Network headquarters at the Alaska Airlines Center, temporary headquarters. If you want to watch more of your school's great events, they've got a program just for you. You know, you could talk to your school about signing up for the NFHS Network School Broadcast Program. That program would allow you to broadcast like tournaments at your school and other activities on the web. If you want more information, find out about it on nfhsnetwork.com/SBP. Like Papa. This will be Scammon Bay putting out their press. And it will be Brendel to inbound it. Comes into goal right back to Jagger Sean. Now in the middle is Brennan Larson. He takes the pass there and goes to Ashton. They break it nicely. As Brendel quickly shoots, but underneath Mack, he leaves it short. That ball comes out to Brendel. For me, I thought they maybe take a little time off the clock, too, and work with something. Here's Mack, tries a three. Not there. Rebound comes off to Dallas. Pope free from behind by Mack. He laid out on the floor to do it. And Ashton Gold has it at the half court line. Double team comes on the floor. Gold. And so with the 4:03 point here of this ball game, Scammon Bay has a chance to cut it to single digits with a three. And don't think that they aren't going to take one if they get that opening. And there it is in the corner. Shot won't go. Larson with the rebound. It was Josiah with a chance at it. Brandell fouled by, or I mean Stewie with the shot. Foul by Josiah at the other end. Scammon Bay's always had a huge following. Every year I'm here, they travel well. They always say that about the Barrow Whalers, too. You get Barrow Whalers in a gymnasium, and something doesn't go what they think is their way. Oh, boy. And Scammon Bay folks the same way. Brandell gets the two-pointer, or the one-pointer, as he has one more coming up. 60-47 score here. 3:48 on the clock. Brandell had that two to start out of the timeout here, too, as it was getting tight time. And now this shot off the mark there, but 3:46 on the clock, 60-47. Winner plays Cake tomorrow for the championship. And it'll be Stewie. To pick it up. Brandell got a smile on his face. Go ahead, pick it up anytime. I'm ready. So is Unek. And Albert Unek with his second three-pointer since he came in. Ahead of the pack is Larson. Larson to Brandell. 2 points. Pretty play by Brennan Larson to get Brandell the ball in the air and puts it in. His shot missing from Unek this time. As Ashton Gold with it. Gold goes over to Michael Gold. Now to Brandell. Mack will dribble back out. Now set up Ashton to Brandell. Takes the three. And Ashton Gold with the rebound. Tried to hang on to it in there. Going to be a held ball. Ashton went so high he came down on his backside but held on to it. Dallas Kaganik also with him. And a held ball will belong still to the T-Jacks. Boy, some just great effort here by both teams. As here's Mack on that inbounds play. He just comes towards the ball. Brandell got it to him. And Brandell comes up gimpy on that one. Oh, man. So fifth foul called on Ashton, I believe. Yep. And Robert Thompson coming in. Larson thought he was coming out. No, you got to stay in because Ashton came out. And at the line, the shot off for Josiah as we come up to the 2 minute mark, about 30 seconds away. Thomas Mack with it. Thomas going for Larson. Larson to Thompson. Thompson for two. Robert Thompson doing what he needs to do as Larson finds him. Brennan, a very good passer on the offensive end there. He just always looking. Josiah. Another three-pointer. So he's warming up now, although late in the game. And here's Michael Gold with it. Brandel is not making good headway as Mack gets the three-pointer. 69-55, 1:56 on the clock. Brandel trying to stay out there, but boy, is he gimpy. And he can't even go after that rebound. Barely moving towards sundown as here's a shot there by Josiah coming in the lane. Brandel staying on the court. Wow. That kid's toughing it out. But he is hurting. Comes into Brennan Larson as Brandel throws a 50-foot pass with ease. Now gets it down to Larson there in the corner. He has Thompson to look at. They spread it out, 69-55. Brandel can barely move on that foot. Brandel just, he just gutting it out here.
Thomas Mack, that's his third.
Well, one thing Brandell's going to do tonight, if it's an ankle or whatever there, he's got to elevate. He's got to do the Rice thing. Elevate it, ice it, and tape it. Oh, man. That is so tough to see. But he's sticking with it. So Josiah Sundown with the ball over here. It's a 1:10 time on the clock. Ball comes off to Thompson, gets it to Brandel. Brandel looking for Mack and finds him. Now coming over to Michael Gold. And Gold has it poked out of his hands, but because of a foul mostly.
The ball by number 23, Stewie Sundown. That's his fourth.
And a timeout on the floor with just under a minute to go. Now you got four team fouls, so at this point, Coach Sundown, you know, he's got to look over who doesn't have fouls. You're gonna foul next because stop the clock and get a chance to make up points if the King Cove T-Jacks cannot hit their free throws. You got to be careful who you foul, of course, and you got to be careful how you foul. We saw that today, I think, as well, or was it yesterday? I think a game yesterday up in the auxiliary gym, and a player just casually pushing with two hands but not making a basketball play or a play on that basketball in a way that you couldn't call it an intentional foul. It was obviously one, but it wasn't done with a lot of strength, and unfortunately the intentional foul had to get called. Two free throws are made. They get the ball. It's a four-point play. So Scanlon's going to have to be careful if they want to intentionally foul to try to extend this game right now. And they got to be careful who they foul. Going to start with a foul on Unek, and Brandell's like, he fouled me?
So. But that's five team fouls.
Unek, both, I think Unek just touched him on the back, and Brandel was like, that wasn't a foul. Brandel at the line for two shots, and he misses on the first. He gets to rest his foot a little bit, although he's still standing on it. That's the thing. My goodness. Just you would hope that it would be time that he could come out of there, but at the same time, things could fall apart immediately if he does, because Scammon would just attack him like piranhas. And here's the three-pointer from Stewie, and a steal. And three-pointer again for Stewie. Doesn't go. Brandel with the rebound. Brandel got the rebound and came down on that gimpy foot.
The foul by number 23,
And Iapana's going to come in for him now because it's 69-58. I think Coach Barber is going to say, I got to take a chance on this right now. Come on, Shager John. Limp over there, buddy, and I hope you're well for tomorrow's game, because without you, that's a whole different story. It's almost like it's top of the foot or something, maybe not an ankle. I'm not sure, but yeah, or maybe even higher up, because he had a hard time just kind of half jumping to get that rebound. He didn't really jump. He just kind of pushed off. And I think what happened there was Iapana came on without checking in for the injuries, but the referee had gone over and told him, hey, you got to call a timeout then. We'll let this one go in that sense because it was an injury. We all saw it. And we want an injured player off the floor. That potentially could have gone south if that was called a technical foul for, you know, illegal substitution, which is a possibility. But it didn't. And I think certainly great judgment call by our referees here, which that's what you usually get, great judgment calls. So to the line goes Mack for two shots. And Thomas, first one good. Makes it 70-58. 29 seconds on the clock. Scammon can score in bunches and quickly, but if Mack makes a second one there, so two from the line. And now the three-point try there by Aiden George, who had checked in. He had a three in the first half, I think. No, that was Sundown's three. Stewie is Michael Gold will dribble it out. And the King Cove T-Jacks are going to a championship once again. What a gutty effort by all the T-Jacks. Significant credit, though, to Jagger Sean Brandel staying in the game, knowing he was hurt, but knowing if he stayed in the game, he could control where that ball goes. He did some great passing, didn't try much anything difficult there other than just making sure we kept control of that ball when we could. The final, 71-58, King Cove will play the undefeated over the last 2 years, Cape Thunderbirds tomorrow. That'll be in our championship game.
Huge game right there. King Cove coming out and, you know, 71-58. They, Scambay, tried to make a run there at the end. King Cove did a great job holding them off. Really proud of our boys over there. See what happens with Jager Sean. Just praying that that's not a serious injury and that he can really ice it down, compress it, rest it, and be ready for tomorrow, because they are going to need all hands on deck as they go against the Cake Thunderbirds. 2 years undefeated. That is a massive feat. Well, there we go. Again, 71-58. King Cove moves on to the state finals. So proud of those T-Jacks. Doing awesome work out there. We're going to go to our normally scheduled programming, which is World Cafe on NPR.